Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You clearly can't take Odell to a gunfight, and this is fighting for her life. And it looks like we have a voice for La Resistance. It's Black Lightning After Show. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. La Resistance!
La Resistance!
You can't touch us.
It's What's French up? For the resistance. Okay. What's up, guys? We are back for another episode of Black Lightning. This is the after show, number one after show in late night TV. Know what I'm saying? Anyway, we have so much to talk about tonight because, man, one, we're getting closer to the crisis on Infinite Earths. Two, a lot went down in this episode tonight. But before we get into all of that, let me introduce you guys to my team. To my left, she is the aspirin to Khalil's painkiller. It is Miss Lanisha.
Yes, what's up, you guys? I'm so sad I didn't get to see him, but it's okay.
Further down the table, running the chat, talking to you guys tonight, our Leo queen herself, Missouri.
Hi, everyone.
And our princess of Garfield, okay, the queen of Freelance herself, Miss Portia Carter.
What's up, y'all?
And what it is, what it does, it's the DC princess. My name is Drew Jones, and we have so much to get into tonight. Ladies, what did you all think of tonight's episode?
Kill that ninja!
Not kill that ninja.
Because I can't say the other word. Well, I was ready for him to die. Yes, take a bullet. Die slowly, okay? And feel all that pain. Don't come back.
I'm going to need Lynn to get off that green. I'm
going to get that green green.
Yeah, that green green. I'm going to need her to get off of it.
You know. I was I'm emotionally attached to some of these stories. And for Lynn to be dealing with Tobias, I literally ran in the bathroom hoping to, like, miss those scenes. Because, like, I can't stomach it.
Yeah.
I kind of like their interaction.
Ew!
As a viewer, I think... No, I just think it's something... We'll get into it, but y'all will understand where I'm coming from.
No, I won't ever.
Never. So let's hop into it because we pick up this episode where we kind of left off, and that is Anissa is on the struggle bus, honey, taking a one-way ticket to Dead Town.
Okay.
Because she's been shot up by a painkiller, and we catch her making a video in case of her untimely demise. Now, Anissa, sis... I just want to know why you think you can do everything on your own.
Thank you. Why she didn't tell her mama, who got all the vaccines for days, for anything.
Why didn't she tell her girlfriend? Like, Grace kind of had to, like, see her collapse, really, to, like, even kind of remotely know somewhat what's going on. And I thought you guys were having this whole open communication thing. Is only Grace who's supposed to openly communicate?
I just don't understand why it was kept a secret, period. Like, I didn't see the point of it being a secret.
You know, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around Anissa from season one, so... But I don't know, like you said, why didn't she ask her mom for help knowing that she deals with metas for a living?
Mm-hmm.
Even the animosity between her and her dad, like, it was like, so what is this about? Like, was she just being mean to him so he could go away? Like, what was...
That would have been her last words if she died.
I had no understanding for that... any animosity intention with everybody the whole episode. It's like people were just flaring up and flaring up for no reason. And I didn't get it. And for Anissa to look Grace in her eye and say, we've been through too much for me to lose you. Baby! Because y'all ain't been through nothing. Y'all ain't did nothing but ghost each other. And for three seasons straight.
But Grace be turned into a big old cat and a little Asian man. So that's all okay.
You're right. Okay, you're right. That may be a little triggering.
It might got a little bit of trauma up in there.
There's a lot going on there. But I think what's interesting is I feel like this season is focusing on the concept of we're better together. And right now, everyone's separate. Mm. And we're seeing their character flaws, like, shine hardcore. We're seeing Anissa thinking she can do everything by herself.
And dying.
We're seeing we're seeing Lynn struggle with her addiction and, you know, be fit. We see Jefferson with his pride issues. We're seeing Jen struggle with, you know, grieving and all of that. So, like, we're seeing everyone kind of have their character flaws out and about and shining and everyone keeping secrets. And I think, like, the whole thing of this season is coming together. We're stronger together. Yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm. I knew Jefferson was going to take it the hardest, though. Yeah. I definitely saw that coming because you, just like with how Anissa was saying, or how he was saying to Anissa, it's on me because I told you, I pushed you to go.
I mean, Lynn's on drugs, guys.
No facts. All in for punching Lynn. All in.
I don't condone violence.
Knock her and we're a sturdy talking to.
An intervention.
But
when are we gonna talk about her?
Listen, we'll get to her in a second. Let's finish up Anissa because, you know, she's on her deathbed right now.
Okay.
But this whole time, this whole episode, we see Gambi trying to figure out this antidote thing. And apparently Gambi can figure out who Painkiller is.
Without seeing him.
With the shades on. But Anissa, who was hand-to-hand combat, can't seem to put two and two together. It's fine, sis. It's fine. But
can't put two and two together, now you all poisoned up.
But Gambi does kind of end the episode after saving Anissa and being able to come up with the antidote. He goes to Khalil's grave, finds out Khalil is not in there, but instead he's all strong and sexy and evil. Being Painkiller.
He's a robot. He got a chip.
He sure do. So, what I want to know is, do you think Gambi is going to keep that to himself, or do you think that's going to be...
Of course not!
He's going to tell Jefferson first, I think.
They need to have a family meeting. They need to have a family meeting and a whole kumbaya. They need to lay everything out on the table.
I honestly think Gambi's going to tell... Lightning, why am I drawing a blank on her name?
Jen.
I think he's going to tell Jen first because he knows that they're going to use him to draw the family in. So I feel like Gammy's smart enough to know that they know that there's a thing between them two. So he's going to be like the bait.
But I think, because you know Gambi's been watching Jen because she's been all over the place originally at first. So I think he's going to tell Jefferson to figure out a plan of how to keep her sane.
Yeah.
Because when she finds out, she goes...
I feel like we've seen Jen mature more than that to need her family to keep her sane. Like, I see at this point, she's doing the best out of everyone.
True.
She's doing the best.
When you bring up the past, you never know what triggers come up.
True.
I mean, if Gambi shows her, like, hey, this is Khalil, he has locks, he pretty much killed your sister with a serum 10 times the strength of what I've ever seen. Like,
how you gonna take that?
I mean, me personally, I would be like, I loved you, but you can't kill me and my sister.
I love you, but these hands are rated E for everybody. So, what's up? I see the chat is going crazy right now. We just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in with us every single week. You guys, we aren't just a network that does after shows for superhero shows. We also do reality TV. We do dramas. We do comedies. We do red carpet interviews. We do it all. We even have our own original content that you guys can check out on this network or our sister networks, Popcorn Talk and Black Hollywood Live. So you guys go check that out. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure to give us a thumbs up. Subscribe to one or more of our channels, and we will be sure to shout you guys out. Zuri, do you want to say hi to some of the people in the chat?
First things first, Danny said yes, hair. So I guess we all have good hair today.
Ooh, everybody.
We got hair. I'm going to scroll
Everybody.
Nicholas Kelly is here per usual. Warren Walker, Erica Walker, Dean Joyner. Hey, ER Grandpa, thank you for coming every week. You are here with some fire all the time. Shane Cunningham said, hey, Portia, you looking cute today, girl.
Ooh, he didn't say all that. I see, hi, Portia.
With a heart, hi, Swain. August. I wonder, are you a fellow Leo?
That was context clues. You know, she was she was taking that from what he wrote.
She's reading in between the lines.
That's in her own.
Sobi Sahib is always here. We have a lot of usuals. Like, yeah. I wish I had like some goodie bags to send out or something.
Right. Well, lit.
Well, actually, like I said last week, y'all, I do have a lot of swag from the Black Lightning set that they gave when I was there a couple weeks ago. So if you guys want to win it, because I got some cool stuff, make sure to stay to the end of the show, and I'll tell you all how to get into this week's drawing. I did write down everyone's names for those who participated last week, and you guys will go into the big drawing. But if you want another chance at the drawing, I got you tonight after the show. But you got to stay tuned to find out how to do it. Woo! That was a lot of talking. Let's get into Jen, since her ish is about to be blown up if she finds out that Khalil's alive. Right now, however, she is dealing with Bundles McBundleson, Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Hair is flawless, baby. Mm-hmm.
That curl pattern. Mm. I know he be doing twist outs.
He got to be doing the twist outs.
Just like me.
He got a silk pillow. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
A silk scarf.
Breakage wear.
The big square one that can fold twice.
Period.
Okay. He's sealing in that moisture.
Okay.
The extra long jumbo bonnet.
He got do-rags in every color, all silk and velvet.
You know he clay mask his hair.
Whew. That's that clay mask.
ACV rinse.
All right. Okay. He be co-washing it. All right.
He does a pre-poo.
And a shampoo.
And
okay.
He did a diva cut every 6 months, honey.
Okay.
When your hair looking better than mine, you get all of that love, okay? Because I'm out here on the struggle, okay?
Right, I was just like, how you do that, though? That's all your hair? It's like, you know,
guys be growing their hairs longer than women, though. Like, for some reason, it works like that.
I really love how when he walks, it flows behind them. It's like a graceful thing.
It bounces.
That's Black Jesus hair.
I was gonna say, I just know white women come and just touch it without his permission.
Oh, God.
On the daily. Oh. Like, Rebecca, if you don't get your hands out of my hair.
Please.
Touch my hair. Hey.
Okay, sorry. Y'all, we'll get back on time. Anyway, Jen breaks into Brandon's home. First of all, what high school has their own apartment?
Facts. Oh, well, he's Richie Rich because he got the power to make himself Richie Rich.
Okay.
You know what's funny, though?
That I can use you.
Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire.
When I was on set for Black Lightning, we did get to go to Brandon's apartment, and we weren't allowed to film it, but I was like, I was rooting through all of it, and obviously, like, it was still set up from the fight that they had, so we're just like, ooh, it's messy in here. What happened? What's going on? They're like, we can't tell you. We're like, this is house. Look at all this. But no, so we find out that he has the power to like kind of bend the earth. That's a nice power to turn coal into diamonds.
And he absorbed hers.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's really weird. Right there.
He's for the most part pretty like immune to what she can do. But we find out that because she finds obviously pictures of Lynn on his computer and she's like, wow, you got pictures of my mama? That's weird.
Okay.
But he's like, nah, fam, it's because I don't like Dr. Jace. She can catch these hands. I thought your mom was involved. She's not. So don't worry about her. I'm not trying to hurt the Pierces. I'm just trying to come for Dr. Jace. And Jen's like, samesies. Here we are.
No, she said, I understand what you're trying to do with Dr. Jace, but keep my family out your business.
Okay, I don't want to see my mama no more on your computer. Okay. That's creepy. Delete it now.
You can look up Dr. Jace all you want to, but my mama is off limits, fool. What you thought this was? That you was going to be happy-go-lucky? That I was going to come up in here and see my mama face on your screen and everything was going to be jolly? No. Because everybody is saying everything, and a lot of this stuff sound like sweet nothings at this point. A lot of people, y'all saying a lot, but ain't saying nothing at all. So,
Interesting. Nicholas Kelly said, Brandon is the state's name for our boy Brian Markove, a.k.a. Geoforce, is finally here. Outsiders is coming. Brian Markove, a.k.a. Prince of Markovia. They're having a lot of hints about the outsiders coming. I will say, if you notice, and you guys can rewind in the fight episode in the apartment, if you look at some of the comic books that are in there, one or two of them are outsider comic books, and I thought that was a cool little
segue.
Yeah,
well, thanks, Drew.
Right there,
because
they're Prince of DC.
I mean, because they're also in. They were in what, season one when Anissa and Grace met. Anissa was reading an Outsiders comic, so we see you.
Be catching all the details.
We're ready. We're ready for all that. We're ready for this work.
I kind of like seeing them together in scene.
She seems happy. We haven't seen this glow.
They're like, I don't trust him, of course, and I'm forever going to miss her and Khalil's love story. But them two together, it feels better to look at this point. In the story.
It's fresh. It works, and he can make her rich. You know, student loans paid off.
Hey. Okay. I kind of, I don't want him to be like a one season character as of right now. I think it would be kind of fun to have a who is she going to end up with type of, you know, like a la The Vampire Diaries. Is it Stefan or is it Damon? Like, is it Brandon or is it Khalil?
But Brandon is a real meta. Khalil was made a meta. He wasn't born that way. Brandon was born that way. So if y'all know, if we gonna do like minds, if we gonna keep it in a family, you know, how can two walk together unless they agree?
We got a ship name. Branifer.
Branifer.
I like that. Drew, how do you feel?
I like Branifer. What's Khalil and Jennifer's?
They didn't have
Jaleel.
One.
Jaleel? I think it was Jaleel.
Jaleel.
I don't think we made one, but.
Yeah, we did.
No, but didn't, like, the fans make that?
They probably did.
I was really sitting here, like, wheels turning, trying to think of something clever. It's Tuesday. Kennifer. Kennifer and Brennifer.
I'm liking Brennifer.
Brennifer
so
slaps
far.
A little harder for me.
Yeah.
Personally. but as of right now, whose ship are you hopping on?
Brandon's.
Tag me in on Brandon.
Y'all like Brandon? See,
leave Khalil.
We don't
single,
know him. We don't know him yet enough to like him. I just feel like, for me, looking at a couple of young people who could possibly be in love, they just look better together. Like with Khalil, when they were friends, it was cute. But then when he kept coming back and he was all beat up about all the stuff he did and lighting up the school and doing all this stuff, and her having to always encourage him about how good of a person he is in the inside, and him, like, you know, low-key cussing her out every 5 minutes. It was just like, I don't know.
It's like, on the one hand, it's like, I want it's those hard. Bundles for her.
Yeah. You know?
But on the other hand...
And then he's a real meta.
If Khalil was still Khalil, then I would root for Khalil and Jennifer.
But you know,
because I did like their but they Bonnie run a, and Clyde.
They runaway love was
that's
lit.
What
however, even in the runaway, he still wasn't confident. She still had to like pour a lot into him for him to be the kind of person that he.
But you know, that
eventually became. You know,
yeah, you know, see him when he was doing the pull ups. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that
okay.
Was
I was like.
I mean, but who knows what Brandon is working with? He always have on these baggy shirts.
You're right.
Who knows what baby boy is working with? So you mean to tell me you're going to have luscious hair and a nice bald?
Well.
That's a lot to ask for.
Did you hear Lanisha smack off the lips?
I know. Someone jumped off the painkiller train.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm still
somebody
with you,
join
Khalil.
The bundle brigade?
We could bounce together.
Good night. But,
go Fandom ahead. D Saint said, remember Brandon inadvertently got Tavon killed.
I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. He surely did.
Well, you know what? It's not true.
It is true.
Jefferson got Tavon killed.
But who got Tavon in ASA custody in the first place? And
I mean, both. They he said they detected. Him. Metahuman abilities in the school. Jim been using them since they started.
But Jim was already in clearance of ASA, so they wouldn't have detected her. They would have known to brush that under.
Remember when Brandon touched him? It was like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. When they did that pat, it was Brandon.
I mean,
to be honest, if it was you guys...
Points were made.
If it was you guys and you had meta abilities and the ASA was coming after you, you wouldn't be like, that's just back there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Not to my boy, Tavon. Okay. I would have gotten someone ashy. You know what I'm saying?
They were friends, supposedly. They were supposed to be friends.
Someone I would have got someone ashy. Yeah. I think they had to get Tavon because we've been rocking with Tavon since season one. He always the one speaking out. He was always like, I know, he was like Jefferson's son, you know?
But it hurts.
Yeah.
And it hurt Jefferson because we see, obviously, he is struggling a lot with the death of Tavon.
Yeah.
The good sis Jamila does not have proper funeral etiquette.
Negro spiritual side.
How do you want to pull up at a funeral and try to do an interview? And I mean, obviously Jefferson answers the one question and says, you know, I just want him to know that his death will not go unavenged. Like, it won't go in vain. But it's like, sis!
Right.
No.
You know that meme of the guy with the cigarette?
And yes. Like,
that's me right now when I see Jamila.
She just doesn't want me to like her, is how I feel.
She asked for me not to like her when she said my name is Jamila for Clapback News. You asked for it. Because what? Clap and who? Clap back.
And what?
News.
No!
Does this go on her? Is this like a live stream? Is this like a YouTube channel? Is this... Like, where do we air?
Because where do we ever see her? We only see her recording herself. We only see
Where's
her
the cameraman?
News. We only
Where's
see the- her news put out on her phone.
She's like a social media influencer.
Well, she wasn't influencing me. If anything, I wanted to slap her, punch her. I think Anissa did too, but she was too much in pain.
Anissa's face, she was ready to go to war with baby girl.
Okay.
Like, dang, can he grieve in peace?
Well, obviously, Henderson sees a little something different than we do because he, after, you know, the reporters found dead in the river, I wanted to sing some sort of slave spiritual when that came up, but I stopped my... cancel this after show. But that, you know, obviously, ASA starts the fake news campaign. Trump voice, fake news.
Well, let me tell y'all. I don't think Henderson liked Jamila. I think he used her as a sacrifice.
Yep. Absolutely.
Because he already know, everybody know Jamila with the clapback nose. Clapback media, whatever she is, they know her voice, okay? Cause, I mean, she ain't been putting her stuff out there, but everybody see her walking around recording herself. They know what she sound like. He saw her as a sacrificial lamb, and he put her to the cut because he already know that once this broadcast go out, they doing something illegal that they ain't supposed to be doing against the ASA, and she talking bad about the ASA. They know that they coming for her neck, and he okay with giving her up.
I don't think she's a sacrificial lamb. I think he sees that she's not afraid to fight for the cause, and she's not going to crumble under pressure. And she's already putting herself out there, so she might as well.
So why not put her on the chopping block? Here we go. Yeah. Sacrificial lamb.
I don't think it's a chopping. I think she has an understanding of the risk that needs to be taken. And so he's like bringing her into part of the resistance because that way they can get the truth out there and they have a mouthpiece.
The sacrificial lamb.
That was sacrificial. Good night.
They even mentioned it in the scene. He's like, you're not afraid to get caught by the police or ASA. You ain't afraid of nothing.
She said,
great,
she said,
the perfect. Yeah.
I need to backtrack. So who was? So Henderson was the guy using the voice augmentation. Do you guys remember when it was popping up on people's phones? And
we don't know who that is.
I thought that was the guy who
was Talk Boy.
Truth Teller.
Truth Teller.
I thought that's who it was.
Yeah. They found him out. It had to be Truth Teller because who else?
Yeah, I thought that's why he ended up in the river.
That is. And then that's why they had to get Clapback.
I hate that name. Clapback.
That was ugly. She ain't have to do it. Like, the ghetto of the ghetto.
The ghetto. Ooh, child.
The ghetto. That's unacceptable. We already fighting for black media rights to be put out here on the forefront, to be taken serious as professional journalists. And this is what you do?
It was like,
how dare
Jefferson
you?
Jefferson Pierce. Like,
at the funeral. At the funeral.
She did not care. She did not give no F's.
Giving us a whole distasteful look.
Ugh.
As a people.
The Harry Potter and the audacity of this trick. Let's talk about Jefferson.
Here we go.
He was on the struggle bus a little bit. We'll talk about Jefferson and Odell. Basically, Odell tells Jefferson there are consequences for your buffoonery, if you will. That's a good word, buffoonery. Mm. And Jefferson's like,
here we are.
Okay. Imagine how tired I am. Man. Here we are. And so
he was not backing down, and I loved it.
Jefferson was like, and who gonna beat my ass? You?
And I?
I think not. And I?
And I?
Meanwhile, the Markovians are breaking into Freeland via teleportation, and a gunfight breaks out, and Odell, old self, pulls up in there and
he
gets
brought
shot.
A pistol to a machine gun fight.
Honestly. Honestly, you mean to tell me you've been on the earth since the dinosaurs and you didn't know better than to bring a little bit heavier?
I was excited to see this fool go down. I was shouting. I was jumping up and down.
Praise got out of her seat and was like hot.
I shouted,
stepping.
Okay? Braze break. Thank you, Jesus, this man is dead.
Can I be honest, though? I don't think he's dead.
It's Black Lightning. A lot of people don't die on Black Lightning, but let me get my moment to shout unto the Lord about how happy I am that this man is dead.
That's just not how Odell's gonna go out.
He needs to go out.
I
need to be over with right now.
I feel like we need a more satisfying death.
Right. With as much as they hyped him up this season, especially with Tobias and this episode saying like, no, you know who's worse than me, Odell. That he's too hyped up to be
a more satisfying death.
Yeah, because
just die, fool.
The last thing that he says basically is he calls him
pathetic.
He's like, you're pathetic. Can't be the last. Jefferson's has to get something back in there.
Think about how evil and distasteful and useless you are for your last words on earth to be pathetic.
Gracie and Ryan is correct, though. They said, he ain't dead, evil never dies. And I agree. When you that bad, you don't die. I can't say that. That's not how you die. I'm sorry. He's not dead.
He's not.
But the Markovian meta who teleports all of them goes back to the Markovian camp and starts talking about Black Lightning. And whose little lizard self perks her head up real quick? But Dr. Jace, who can get these hands.
All of them.
And
all of
everybody
them.
Wants her all
dead. Of them.
These hands are rated D for Dr. Jace.
I can't believe that Lynn's doing her work. Like, she literally gave, in the conversation, she said that means that she's almost figured it out. And then the guy says, that means that we are closer to, you know, getting done what we need to do.
So we can stabilize our own metas.
So Dr. Jace really is useless for the most part because she's not even doing the work.
She's not doing the work. She's actually just doing a cause and effect type of thing. The cause is she messed up on something. The effect is Lynn fixes it. And then after that, she grabs whatever Lynn fixed. And now we got a kumbaya and they little metahuman army is going to be stabilized off of Lynn's back.
That was the intention.
If you will, it's almost as if Dr. Jace is a culture vulture.
Just
a little bit.
Colonizer!
I think that was the
building off the backs of Black women!
Okay!
You're not slick!
Oh my God! We just had the epiphany of all epiphanies!
You're dusty. You're musty. And guess what? You're crusty, Dr. Jason. We're sick of it.
She said you're dusty, musty, and crusty.
That was the intention, though. Literally when Lynn said, Dr. Jace gave me, Lynn saw it as a gift that Dr. Jace put that serum or the illness out. So Lynn caught on.
You low down, dirty heifer.
Scandalous.
Scandalous heifer. You trifling.
Let's talk about
good for nothing type of heifer.
Good night. Let's talk about Lynn, though. Lynn is fiending. Okay. She's itching. She's scratching.
We need to punch Lynn.
She's hooked on that green lightning. Green. But you know what I think is interesting about Lynn being hooked on green lightning?
I'm sorry.
No, I think it's interesting to show that addiction isn't a lower class issue. It's an everybody issue. Because Lynn's a doctor.
Who said it was lower class? Because the expensive drugs go to the rich people.
I mean, yes, but period. But I think a lot of times when drug use is brought up, people assume lower class. People assume, one, Black people, but people also assume, lower class, the ghetto, the projects, and for Lynn to be a doctor and struggling with addiction, I think is a really interesting take on it, because it's like, no, this isn't just a class issue. This is a people issue. And it's interesting to watch someone who's been humanized to us for the past three seasons struggle with addiction. Don't give me that look, Portia.
My thing is the government got
nobody's humanized. I've been pissed at Lynn since season one, okay?
You sure have. You sure have.
Somebody said Lynn the Greenhead.
Oh, oh my God. Why did I have to do her like that?
Not the Greenhead.
I mean, but are you lying?
She ain't lied. You ain't lied.
But okay, so to bring up what I was saying earlier, I personally like the Tobias and Lynn dynamic, not because I support that relationship, but I think it's an interesting, they make for interesting TV. They feed off of each other very well. The whole good doctor, evil patient thing is interesting.
I understand popping drugs to cope with your anxiety and whatever void in your heart that you're trying to fill. I understand when people do that. However, I do not understand when a strong black woman gets punked by somebody.
Another black man.
Like, yeah. I don't care who it is. We don't get punked. You not about to tell, you not about to have us working for you like some low down dirty slave. The lady is in the lab, sneaking behind Odell's back, shaking, quivering, looking off onto the side, making sure ain't nobody watching her, and printing out these meta babies info for this man.
She did leave out two of her babies.
Because she loved them. She loved Wendy, and she loved a girl who can absorb all them dang on bullets. Mm-hmm. So she took them out. But however, like, no, the way that she's being controlled by this man is to, like, she's being controlled by him by doing that and then keeping a secret from her family and then leaving Jefferson because of it, because you can't face what you got going on, so you want to pick fights with this man, pack your bags, and then dip out. No, she deserves to get her
A-worthy. First of all, Lynn, it's hard in these streets. You mean to tell me you're going to leave all 200-pound something Jefferson pissed?
That could put electricity in your back and make you feel good.
And blue eyes. She's an economy? I think the hell not.
She packed the Louis Duffels.
Listen.
You saw the Louis Duffels?
Tell him, Drew. Don't say it again, Drew. Drew, what you said.
6'5", 20-something pounds of muscle, honey.
Well, do you guys... A chocolate pound of muscle. Who actually want another chocolate woman?
Who works in the community? And he got a giant... He got a
good hero.
Okay, so does love or money win? Because I don't think that that principal salary brought two Louis Duffels.
Shut up.
Let's.
Okay.
Yo.
Good night. Okay. Well, look, but you know, Lynn is a doctor.
They live in
Freeland. So she brought her own money.
Okay. She got her own money. It's a doctor. It ain't got to do with money.
A new one.
I'm saying you can be independent all day long, but 6'5" is 6'5".
Money is not the topic of discussion. Her stupidity for not choosing Jefferson over the green light is her issue.
Someone in the chat, though, said that they think that Tobias and Lynn are going to be a little something-something.
Because Tobias kept putting on these... I don't think they're going to be a something-something, but he kept doing these flirting things that didn't sit right with me.
Well, Tobias, even though he was prying in, you know... And he was telling her what to do, and he was, you know, making deals with her and stuff. He was coming off a little.
Yeah, like he was flirting with her.
She got her mocha, now let her get some white mocha.
He even asked her, did you tell the neon man? Like,
that one.
She done called this man a neon, a glow worm, everything.
A ghetto glow worm.
A ghetto glow worm.
Which I hope you put that on my tombstone.
I mean, you can't trust a drug addict, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean...
But she's giving him all this stuff. Like, she trusts him.
She might cheat on her.
I mean, he letting her in on... No, this is no justification for her mess. But he is letting her in on Odell.
Because
She did let... Because she ain't know Odell killed Issa. Now she know.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to the real truth teller.
That's how he rolls, though. He'll, like, let you be his friend for a little bit till he gets everything he needs, and then bam.
He a fire sign.
And you know we're spicy.
Y'all, too much.
He actually looked really cute with his little cleanup.
He does.
He needed it. He needed that drug.
He does. It's hard to hate him when he looked this good. It's like he got the. It's like he's real clean cut, and then it's like His the uniform arrogance. Is like pressed.
Yeah.
Like he was in the gym.
He ain't even wrinkly no more. He used to have on his sumo wrestler looking old stuff. He ain't even got that when he was frying in the sun. Remember that? He ain't even got them clothes on no more. He pressed out. Looked like he's straight out the cleaners, okay? I mean, he do got a little tether around his neck, but he still look a strong neck looking man. Okay?
If you into that, there you go.
You know what she said? He not even wrinkly no more. I'm still stuck on that.
Y'all, before this turns into just a thirst hour, let's get into our special segment, OMBL. For those of you who are tuning in, I apologize. No, I don't. I don't apologize. This is the number one Black Lightning after show. Dang it. I self-proclaim that. I actually don't know if we're the number one, but we should be. So, if you're new, OMBL is our Oh My Black Lightning moment. It's our OMG moment of the episode. So, if you guys are in the chat, let us know. If you're listening to this later on, put it in the comments. We love to read it and see your opinions. Portia.
Can I say two?
Yes.
Okay. So my first one is when Leanne took her black narrow butt and printed out the metahuman babies and put them in the file for Tobias. I was like, oh my BL. He got her. And then the second one is Gambi finding that nobody is in Khalil's grave.
Yes.
Mm. Oh my BL. Here we go. We got clues. What's up? Gamdar.
Gamdar.
You on that again?
My OMBL moment was Anissa dying. Like, we haven't seen a Pierce person die. Like,
Jefferson done died twice at this point.
I mean, well, he's Black Lightning, yeah. But she can't die. Like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Anissa
can't die.
You guys all look so underwhelmed. Like, girl.
That's what I didn't because I knew she wasn't going to die.
I didn't take her serious this whole episode.
I was like, girl, if you don't get up.
Okay.
But that's painful.
If you don't go tell your mama you need a vaccine. Because if Gambi wouldn't have figured it out, her mama would have.
Yeah. Well, my OMBL was when, before we found out why, it was when Jen found Lynn on Brandon's computer. Mm. I was like, OMBL, we got a stalker. Nope, we got a perv.
I wish I would find my mama's photos on the boy that I'm kind of feeling's computer. Hands.
Kurt?
Rated E.
I mean, she did light him up soon as he walked in. Yeah, she lit him up soon as he walked in, but he got that cold. So it was like cold versus like, the nuclear power. It was a little different.
My OMBL moment is, I'm going to have to agree, I think Gambi finding out that no one is in Khalil's grave. I was like, good, let's get the show on the road.
Come on. Okay.
Let's go.
Family meeting us.
Because we're tired.
We need to meet at Gambi's lair.
Okay. What's up? Painkiller's all cool and sexy and evil, but like, I want Khalil back. Or at least something in the middle.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I want the middle.
I want pain clean Khalil.
I want her to just turn the chip off at this point.
I want Khalil killer.
Do y'all think if she turns the chip off, he gonna die?
I think he's gonna be like
a vegetable.
I'll save it for predictions.
Okay, cool.
Let's get into news and gossip real quick before we have to head up out of here.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, y'all. So Nafisa actually has a foundation, and she is the picture up because I'm about to read the caption for what it says. It says, I'm excited to announce our very first Merry Meal holiday giveaway for my nonprofit, Nessa Fearless Foundation. We invite underprivileged children ages 5 through 14 in the city of Philadelphia to send us Merry Mail, also known as their holiday wish list. They simply have to drop off the child's handwritten letter in the Believe mailbox located at Deeper Than Hair's salon Wednesdays through Saturdays. So I wanted to give her a shout out for this because it is such an amazing thing. So these little kids, they don't even know that people really care about them and actually see that they have wants and desires. And if they have been nice all year, they about to get what's on their Christmas list. Okay. Shout out to the Nafisa Fearless Foundation.
Yeah, I love that.
Say that five times fast. Just kidding. We don't have time for it. Let's get into predictions. All right, now, Portia, take us home.
You know, I predict this because I want it to happen that Gambi's going to have a family meeting at his lair, and they're going to talk about Khalil. Lan is going to have to come clean about what she got going on, and the family is going to come together. And hopefully, you know, Jen goes after Khalil in a good way, but we don't know how that's going to turn out.
I think while Odell is man down, Lynn is going to go snooping and find out some truth, and she's going to team up with Tobias and break up free from this jail that they're in.
Oh, Lord. So I think I'm going to say quote-unquote Asian Odell, because I think that the guy that died wasn't Agent Odell. I think, going along with my other theory, that it was the commander from the okay, this is what I'm saying. So the commander from the black guy that we
who
saw
turned into the woman that you said.
Yes. Commander Williams?
Yes, the one that turned into a woman. I think that's Agent Odell.
Turned into a woman? What?
You remember the bossy girl with the short hair?
And yeah,
from a couple of episodes. She thinks that's Commander, from the black guy from the beginning.
Were you
of
here
the
when
season.
I said that prediction?
No.
Anyway, I think Odell is somebody else, and I think it's the commander from the beginning.
Commander Williams, who absorbs people's powers?
Yeah, I think
he needs to be able to be around a shapeshifter to do that. He can't absorb
people's
powers while he's not with them.
You never know.
I think that we're still going to have the Jen versus Painkiller sooner rather than later. I think if she does kill the chip, it's not going to kill his, like, this little bad boy thing that he's doing.
It has to be right before the break, so it might be next week.
Yeah. Mm. But we will have to see. Until next time, guys, if you guys want to potentially win some of the swag from the Black Lightning set, what you have to do is pay attention to everyone's handles and follow all of us. I will be posting tonight a new entry drop. Be sure to, sign in and all of that, and I will be keeping track, and I will draw names at the end of the season. So, ladies, let them know where they can find you all on social media.
You can find me everywhere at Portia Carter.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Zuri Shalice.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
And you guys can find me on all the things at OKJJ. Make sure to head over to The Flash right after this. We will see you guys next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.